Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in, this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. And this is episode 65. Make yourself bully-proof. So unfortunately, bullying, I don't believe, is ever going to go away. We're all actively trying to make it less and less socially acceptable. And it's made great headway over the last couple of decades. But even still, I don't think you're ever going to fully eradicate it. And in some circumstances, you're going to drive it more further underground or make it more secretive. Plus, it's not just in children's environments that bullying takes place. It takes place, and it can take place a lot, in the adult environment. So in work or in sports or adult to adult, it doesn't just have to be children involved with bullying. Also, the internet, social media has made bullying a hell of a lot more complicated. So there are loads of different types of bullying, but basically there are things that you can do to make yourself more resilient to bullies and basically make yourself bully-proof. So this week I have actually written the blog before I've done the podcast and the vlog, and I'm absolutely delighted about that because I haven't written the blog in about a month because life's just so busy. It's very hard to do the blog all the time. Whereas I'm very, very consistent with the podcast. So that comes out twice a week. But not all the time will I have the written piece to accompany the vlog or podcast. So sometimes I like to record first and then write. This time I've managed to write first. So if you hear the rustling of papers, it's only because I'm going to my notes. And as is handy with some of these things, I've got 10 points. I wouldn't remember the 10 points off by hand without memorizing them. So I will use my papers. Right, so first of all, how basically do you make yourself bully-proof? So basically, if you project confidence, in everything you do, bullies don't like confident people. So if you walk tall, if you have good posture, if you have a firm handshake, if you look confident, and not aggressive confidence, but friendly, warm confidence, a self-assuredness is confidence. It's not necessarily crossing over into arrogance and aggression and aloofness or coldness. You can absolutely be confident and warm. And it's in the way that, as I said, it comes across in the way you make your eye contact, the way you're open enough to be able to smile at people, shake their hands firmly, walk tall, sit tall, project your speech, etc., etc. There's a lot of different ways to project confidence. And as you know, bullies like weaker people. They like people that they can target in on. So by not making yourself look like a weaker person by being confident is a super deterrent against bullying. Right, number two, respect yourself. That's a good one because it could be a whole podcast in and of itself. What does respect yourself even mean? But basically, if you don't respect yourself, you could possibly be teaching other people not to respect you. So keeping it really simple, the way you respect yourself is to live your life along the ideals and the moral beliefs that you have. So live your life in accordance to the beliefs that you have, and you're pretty much going to respect yourself. If you live a different life to the actual inner beliefs that you have, or the moral value, the moral code that you have, and you're living a different life to the one that you actually believe in, then you know you're going to be out of whack, and you know you're not going to respect yourself if you don't respect yourself. Others are definitely going to find it harder to respect you. So that's a little bit of a hard one to think about, respecting yourself, but that's number two. Number three, improve your health. So it all boils down to confidence. If you clean up your diet, if you are fitter than you are now, if you're stronger than you are now, if you're in better shape than you are now, you can't help but exude more confidence than you do right now. It gives you the fitness and the mental toughness as well, because being physically fit makes you mentally fitter. To be able to withstand, to have the strength of character to withstand bullies. But it also, again, projects confidence. And it can make you healthier and make you live longer as well. So there's, I think there's a triple win in there somewhere. So it can make aesthetics more pleasurable. So in other words, the way that you look could be more pleasurable to others. That's a bonus. Your longevity, your health, setting you up for future life and setting you up for your confidence. So basically, clean up every aspect of your health. Diet, training, cardio, strength training, flexibility. Everything will give you more confidence to be able to do point number one, which is walk taller, better posture, project yourself a little bit better. Right, so that was number three. Number four, manage your online presence. So you do have a lot more control of your online presence, as well as the stuff that you can consume online, as well as the people that you are connected with online. You have a lot more control over these things than you probably believe. Get used to blocking people, get used to unliking people, get used to disengaging from anything that causes you any kind of mental instability. So in other words, anything that affects your happiness. So I had to, first thing I had to do, I mean, I changed my phone only recently, so I had to do it again. But the first thing I had to do is stop autoplay on Facebook, because sometimes you're scrolling on through, and if you have autoplay enabled, and a horrible video shows up of animal cruelty or something that I didn't really want to watch, and it absolutely does affect your mood. So get used to unfriending, get used to blocking, get used to unliking, especially if there's any kind of unhelpful forums or unhelpful groups that you're in. Get used to getting rid of those. There's no point in over consuming news content that's only putting you in a bad humor. Aren't opening yourself up to frenemies who aren't really friends. Why do you have them as friends? And people that, you know, you could leave yourself vulnerable for negative communication. So make sure you protect yourself, your own, what you're putting forward as well online, and the image that you're putting forward and the pictures that you're sharing, and make sure stuff is private. Just basically have a review of your online presence. And it's not something that people do on a regular basis. Once they set it up, they leave it and they keep adding and adding. And you'd be shocked and surprised at the amount of personal information and pictures and video and your life and your details and where you live and where you work, etc., your likes, your dislikes, that you've shared out there that can open you up to certain situations or certain negative individuals. So have a review, have an overhaul, do an audit of your online presence. That was number four. Number five, do not be shocked by this. Do not be shocked that Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, is endorsing and recommending that you do a self-defense course. So if you best want to know how to deal with bullies, you have to do a self-defense course of some description. I could be advocating lifelong study of martial arts. You know, I'm a martial artist myself. But I'm not even saying that. I'm going to remain unbiased and just say, look, if self-defense and being able to defend yourself against a bully is something that's on your mind, then absolutely enroll yourself in a course. And I'm not going to endorse any course, anything at all. Just get the ball rolling. You never know, maybe you'll take up the sport of martial arts or whatever discipline of martial arts. You might get into it a little bit more. You might do another course, or you might be satisfied that that's enough and that's giving you the confidence that you need to be able to defend yourself, or to be able to remove yourself from a situation without feeling that you had no other alternative. So in other words, being able to, having the confidence to know that you can physically handle yourself, but being confident enough to be able to walk away without having to do so. That was number five. Number six, we're getting there. Increase your circle of friends. Safety in numbers. The more people that you connect with, the more people that are going to back you up if people are saying not nice things about you. Also, the more experience you have dealing with people from a lot of different walks of life, basically the better you get at communicating. And this helps you as well when you come across people that might not be on the same wavelength as you, might not live by the same moral values as you. Communication is a skill. I know it's one that people might struggle with a little bit more because there's so much more time immersed in social media and digital forms of digital communication than there is in face-to-face communication. But the more face-to-face communication you have with people from diverse backgrounds, the better you get at talking to people, the less likely you are to clash, or if someone's clashing with you, to escalate the scenario. So that's all good experience. So that was number six, increase your circle of friends. Number seven, avoid toxic people. So this one might sound obvious, and it's not possible to get on with everybody, unfortunately. And sometimes you do have to follow your good instinct. and absolutely avoid people who aren't good for your mental health. Now, it doesn't in any way mean that you have the right to offend them or you have the right to treat them differently or anything like that. Once you've made the decision as to the people that you like and you don't like, no one should actually notice. You should just remove yourself from that person's company as much as possible where it's avoidable, especially if you think that you're clashing so bad that it may escalate into something else, or there could be potential for you to be getting bullied if they recruit other people, or if it really is just a nasty situation. But by all means, you need to remove yourself from that situation, because unfortunately you won't get on with everybody. I have written here that time and energy are very limited, so be ruthless in your selection of people you wish to hang out with, as well as those that you don't. And that it doesn't have to be mean-spirited selection, as nobody should notice your decision. So I kind of already said that. Number 8, avoid unnecessary drama. Some people thrive on drama. Some people, I don't know, maybe they need the attention. Maybe they weren't given enough love when they were growing up. And when drama enters their life, they really love to make a bigger thing of something that's small. So hopefully you're not that type of person. If you are, keep in mind that it's taking away from your path and from your goals. If you're a goal-orientated person, that's what you should be concentrating on. And other people's drama or your own drama is just taking up time and energy and airtime away from what you should be concentrating on. And anyone who's successful is not going to give a big voice to any negatives in their life. They're simply going to handle it as quickly and efficiently as possible and get on to the actual tasks that they've been put on the planet to do. So in other words, to fulfill and to lead their own legacy, rather than be concentrating on any of this drama for drama value's sake. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Avoid unnecessary drama. Number 9, manage your emotions. So maybe you're not the start of a situation. I mean, obviously, if you've been targeted by a bully, it's not your fault. There are things that you can do. Maybe there are things that you could have done. Maybe the things that you could have said. Maybe there was a way to prevent before you had to try to cure a situation. And, you know, a lot of the time, to prevent anything getting nasty, don't let your ego get involved. Don't be the person who escalates the situation. So don't let your ego trip you up. Do use humor. I mean, don't be afraid to laugh at yourself. Don't be afraid if somebody's slagging you to not take it seriously. If someone's jeering you, don't be afraid to not take it seriously, not to be so caught up with your own ego. And that's not at all to say that if you're bullied, it's your fault. Of course it's not. Which leads me back to number 10, to the final one, which is confide in family and close friends. If you feel that, you know, you're having difficulty with something, you need help, you basically have to ask for help. There's no point in hinting at people, because when you hint with people, people's lives are so busy that they don't notice, and people don't notice hints. So just don't bother hinting, just straight up ask for help or tell someone you really need to talk to them. And everybody's so willing. You'd be shocked at people. They're so open and so willing to talk to you, especially if you think it's a subject that, like bullying. Don't wait until the situation has escalated. Don't put it off. Don't wait for it to get bigger. As soon as you feel, if you ever do, and hopefully you're not, but if you ever feel that you're a victim of bullying, even at the early onset of bullying, that's the best time to start talking about it to close family and close friends. Hopefully they'll be able to help. And even if they can't, it's so therapeutic talking to somebody else, like a sounding board. It can help you make up your own mind as well, because it gives you that little bit of distance from yourself and your strong emotions and being stuck in your own mind. So that was number 10, confide in family and close friends, especially when you need to. Right, I'll do a quick recap of the 10 ways to make yourself bullyproof. Number 1, project confidence. Number 2, respect yourself. Number 3, improve your health. Number 4, manage your online presence. Number 5, take a self-defense course. Number 6, increase your circle of friends. Number 7, avoid toxic people. Number 8, avoid unnecessary drama. Number 9, manage your emotions. And number 10, confide in family and close friends. Now, as I said, I'm hoping that this is a preventative podcast, so you're not currently experiencing any type of bullying. We're just preventing in case bullying you know, are we're just trying to prevent in case you were going to get bullied, to make sure that you weren't an easy target for a bully. Where this isn't a podcast if you're already in a bullying situation. So if you are, please seek help. I really hope that you're not. Life can be hard enough. You can be hard enough on yourself, and you can be your own worst enemy in your own mind. So you don't need any external forces or any people making you absolutely miserable or going out of their way to exclude you or anything else like that. So if you are experiencing any bullying, please have a talk to somebody close to you. Confide in somebody. Hopefully you're having a great week. This is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.